Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you happen to be in the Liberties in Dublin later this month and see a load of people running with trays of pints, it's not for you. After a gap of 30 years, the Liberties Barmen Race is back there now. It's called the Bartenders Race. Jill McCann is Community Projects Manager with Diageo, who are sponsoring it. Jill, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Sean.
Why was there a big gap? Why did they stop doing it?
Yeah, so I suppose as Community Projects Manager, I decided that, you know, we've been sponsoring the Liberties Festival for a few years now. Let's try to find something that's a bit quirky, that's a bit fun to bring back to the Liberties Festival. So we spent some time in the Guinness archives looking through the material, and I found a black and white TV ad of a Guinness barman's race. And on further investigation, then found a Liberties Festival programme mentioning this Guinness barman's race running through Meath Street. And I thought to myself, hey, this is a bit of fun. We need to bring this back again. Mm. And that's really where it started. Now, why it stopped, I still don't know.
Yeah.
Probably health and safety, to be honest.
Maybe political correctness gone mad. That's what it was.
I would say so. Glasses, etc.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we've adapted it slightly. Yeah.
But before it stopped, it had been running for how many years?
Yeah, so we have the festival programme dates from 1995. So it was definitely running then. We have video footage from the 1960s, so potentially, you know, over 60 years. So
my
it's a
word.
Lovely thing to bring back to the Liberties and really celebrate the culture, the heritage, and the pubs of the Liberties.
And what's the route? Is it the same route now that you'll be taking?
No, so we've decided to change the route slightly. So we're setting off from the Lark Inn on Meath Street, and we're finishing up at the Liberty Bell on Francis Street. So Sunday, 26th of July. So if anyone's in the area, please come down, cheer on the runners.
And how much of a distance is that?
It's only, like, if you kind of put it into Google Maps, it's a 4-minute walk. So it's a really, really short walk.
Okay.
So really, it's just about a bit of fun this time, you know. So we have about 20 pubs that have signed up, and they'll all be running through the streets of the Liberties, men and women this time, with trays of Guinness Zero, and just having the crack.
Yeah. And is there, are there rules about, what are the rules about how many pints are on the trays?
Yeah, so there'll be three pints, plastic glasses, of course, on the trays. And it's not just about speed, okay? So we decided, you know, we really need to include another element so that we don't have people, you know, spilling drinks all over the place. So the liquid actually has to be measured at the end of the race. So we'll measure the liquid, we'll also measure the speed, and then we'll announce the winner.
Okay, so but if you drop a pint, that's it, you're gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and so you need to have the 3 pints reasonably intact by the time you get to the Liberty Bell.
Yeah, because it'll all be, the liquid will be measured as well. So the more liquid you have left over, the higher you'll get up there in the
ranks.
Okay,
so maybe you could spill a bit but still win.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And and is it the winner, will the winner be an individual, or is it their pub that is the winner?
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
It's a bit of both, but they're representing their pub. So each pub is registering one person, and the pubs then will be represented by one bartender, whether that's a man or a woman.
Yeah.
And then the winner will actually receive a lovely trophy, which has been created from stainless steel from a brewing vessel in St James's Gate. So it's a lovely trophy that the winner will get at the end of the race.
Okay,
as well.
And this brewing vessel would have been when it was, you know, still working.
Yeah,
like how
exactly.
Big would it have been?
Yeah, massive. It's kind of, it's called a keeve, so it was like an old mash tun. But yeah, it would have carried thousands of hectolitres. And yeah, so it's been decommissioned and used then to create the trophy.
And what happened to the rest of it?
Yeah, it's there for posterity and other trophies that
right,
may come
okay,
in the
so
future.
They're just hacking off bits of it and turning it into trophies bit
exactly,
by bit.
Yeah.
And when the bar people are running with the tray, do they have to carry it with one hand, two hands?
It's up to them. There aren't any rules around hands. Yeah,
I think you don't have enough rules. This thing is rife for cheating. Really.
You might be right. You might be right.
Okay.
Sure.
What time does the race start at?
5:15 at the Lark Inn. So it's actually the last event of the Liberties Festival. So the Liberties Festival is running all week from the 20th to the 26th of July. And this is the last event, kicking off at the Lark Inn at 5:15.
Okay.
So if you're a bartender or a bar in the area, just contact your Diageo rep and sign up. But if you live in the area, or if you don't and you just want to come along and cheer on the bars and the runners, then please do. We'd love to see you.
But eligibility means it has to be a bar in the area.
Yeah.
I assume. Yeah, what else happens in the Liberties Festival?
Oh, do you know, if you check out libertiesfestival.com and you will find out. But there is sunrise yoga in the Gravity Bar to a blue rinse bowl, which is for the older members of the community, in the Guinness storehouse, to a barman's race, to Ned Guinness talking about his book, to amazing spoken word, a group called Said She, who are performing real true Liberties talent. There's something for everybody, almost 70 events. So it's an amazing community festival.
And to stress on it, there's a plastic glasses, not glass glasses. People are texting in alarmed about that. Someone else says in the past it was the Liberties Around the Houses run. It was a great night out. Bring it back. So that's something you can maybe research. Find out about that.
Yeah. Jill, we'll go back to the archives.
Thanks a million for coming in to talk to us, Jill. That was Jill McCann there. Community Projects Manager with Diageo.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.